In Iraq today, 5 American troops were killed in 3 separate incidents, making this the deadliest day for the U.S. military since last month's mess tent bombing in Mosul. And the Iraqi governor of the region around Baghdad was assassinated in a car bombing today, another sign of the ongoing violence in Iraq leading up to the election at the end of this month. This is the situation Manuel Portela is heading into on his way to Iraq in a couple of weeks for a tour of duty as a Chinook helicopter pilot and instructor for the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. Many of his fellow soldiers there are young enough to be his children. He's 50. About half of the U.S. military service members in Iraq are 25 or younger. Chief Warrant Officer 3, Portela, was in the service for a dozen years earlier. He left after the first Gulf War and then started thinking about joining up again after the attacks of September 11th.
It really hit me emotionally watching those buildings come down, and I decided, you know, I want to get back in.
But here you are now, 50 years old, and you're on your way to Iraq, to a combat zone.
I am, but I don't feel 50. I feel like a kid.
You have 3 kids.
I do have 3 kids. And but my kids are a lot older. I have 2 in college, and 1's a sophomore in high school.
Well, that doesn't mean you should go to war.
No. That's true.
I think a lot of people would say that's a good reason to stay home.
I don't know. You don't know my teenager.
Seriously, though, I mean, 50 years old and heading off for an assignment like this, it's got to be a little daunting, doesn't it?
You know what? Yeah, it is in a lot of ways. You know, I'm definitely going to miss my family. I mean, I'm going to miss them a lot. The only thing I hope is that I'm busy, because when you're busy, time goes by so fast. And what I mean by busy is, as long as I'm flying a lot, I'll be happy. That'll make time go fast. It's all a matter of time going fast.
These are transport helicopters that you fly, and you are both a pilot and an instructor. So you're teaching younger pilots who are flying along with you.
That's affirmative, yes, sir.
That's dangerous duty, isn't it?
Dangerous is a relative term. It's not as dangerous, for example, as if I was an attack pilot. It is dangerous. I mean, there's always that possibility of getting shot down or something mechanically going wrong and something bad happening to the aircraft. But it's all relative to what you're doing and where you're at and how things are going at the time.
Have you told your mother that you're going?
No, I haven't.
You have not?
I have not.
Boy, there's the thing, huh? You're 50 years old, and you don't have the nerve to tell Mom what you've done.
Well, unfortunately, she's going to find out. I've told everybody in my family but my mother, because my mother's very, very emotional, to say the least.
Yeah.
And she won't take it well.
Well, what are you going to tell her? I mean, what are you going to say?
I don't know. You know, it's just, you cross that stream when the time comes. And obviously I'm going to have to tell her. So she worries a lot, and that's the reason why I've kept it from her. And I would have told her sooner, but she just had an operation to get her knee replaced. And so I didn't want her to worry about me while she's getting the knee replaced.
How soon are you going over?
Pretty soon, within 15 days, somewhere in there.
Well, that means you'll be there in time for the election there.
Yeah.
People are expecting that's going to be some trouble.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I know we go from here, we go to Kuwait, and then from there they push us forward. But the only plan I know is that we're going to go there.
You're going to be gone for how long?
It'll be, 12 months, I hope. The reason I say I hope, because as you know, they have a habit of extending people.
Look, I don't want to keep harping on this age thing. You say you don't feel 50. But as one who has been 50, don't you think there's a reason that people say that war is for young men?
You know, that's true. But what I do is not—it's not a physical skill. I mean, you could train a monkey. When I was in flight school, they used to tell us we could train a monkey to fly. All we need is a lot of bananas. And the actual physical part of flying is not demanding. What's demanding in being a pilot is the thinking process. And the only way you can learn that is to actually go out and fly. That's the difference between a young pilot and an old pilot. It's experience. And so that's what I bring to the table. I bring that experience.
I used to think that one reason they said war was a young man's game was really you could only get the young to do it.
Well, maybe. I never thought of it that way, to be honest with you. I look at it from the Army's perspective, the poor rifleman sitting right there, you know, who's in a firefight, who doesn't sleep for, you know, 48 hours, who's constantly moving, he's constantly scared. My war's totally different. And yes, there'll be times when I will be, you know, in the situation where we're getting fired at and stuff like that. So maybe age will bring a calming effect, if you will.
Chief Warrant Officer 3 Manuel Portella, on his way to Iraq to serve with the 3rd Infantry Division as a helicopter pilot. Mr. Portella, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Well, thank you for having me, sir.